A couple of years ago, I delivered a commentary in which I tried to argue that attempting to impeach Trump was a waste of time and potentially would do more harm than good. Well, I was wrong. The extraordinary flouting of the will of Congress, stonewalling on subpoenas, and the cynical extortion of the government of Ukraine to throw dirt on the man who Trump feared as his strongest competitor in 2020, former Vice President Biden, have changed my mind. Failure to impeach such a criminal president would be an abject surrender of our democratic form of government. Now, I am far from believing that our democracy is perfect. Witness the two recent elections, 2000 and 2016, that have sent the less popular vote-getter to the White House. Witness the successful voter suppression in a number of states, courtesy of the Supreme Court's gutting of the Voting Rights Act. Nevertheless, Trump's blatant disregard for what everyone thought were the norms of political competition and governance in our country must be fought. And I say this even though the Senate will almost certainly vote to acquit Trump, letting him claim vindication. With a Democratic majority in the House, Speaker Pelosi has just made clear that Trump's outrageous behavior leaves them no choice. Make no mistake about it. The behavior documented in the House Intelligence Committee hearings by the various fact witnesses amounts to bribery and abuse of the office of the presidency. Trump extorted the president of Ukraine, a government heavily dependent on U.S. economic and military assistance, to announce publicly that that government was opening a corruption investigation into former Vice President Biden. Contrary to the dishonest claims of Republican Trump enablers, the CNN interview to make that announcement had already been scheduled when the whistleblower blew the whistle and Trump quickly released the funds. Only then did that interview get canceled. Let me briefly give my listeners some ammunition for arguments they may have with friends, relatives, or just plain acquaintances who happen to have drunk the Trump Kool-Aid. First, impeachment by the House is like a grand jury deciding whether to indict someone. Just as before the House committee, the potential defendant's lawyers are not permitted inside the grand jury room. Unlike grand juries where every word spoken before it is secret and where every word in deliberation is in secret, the House Intelligence Committee did have public hearings and released the transcript of all the witness testimonies. Before the House Intelligence Committee, the Republican opponents of impeachment had a chance to call their own witnesses and ask questions of the fact witnesses. Instead of attempting to call witnesses that would rebut the testimony against Trump, they tried to muddy the waters by calling people who had nothing to say about Trump's actions. Their questioning of the fact witnesses indicated they had no counterarguments to the facts that had been presented. Now the venue moves to the House Judiciary Committee. Here, Trump's own attorney could participate. That attorney can call witnesses, cross-examine government witnesses. Trump himself could testify in his own defense if he wanted to. Finally, if the entire House votes to impeach Trump, which is the same thing as an indictment, the trial in the Senate presents ample opportunity for Trump's side to call witnesses to counter the accusations made by the articles of impeachment that had been voted on by the full House. Don't let Republican gaslighting keep you from understanding what happens when the House votes for impeachment and the Senate takes up the case and tries Trump for the behavior described in the articles of impeachment. Indictment, then trial.